If you are cursing the darkness of still more holiday shopping, consider this. Light a candle. Candles may be the perfect gift. No fat, you don't have to know anyone's size. The Candle Association of America says we burn through $3 billion in candles each year. And where there's that kind of money, there's correspondent Brian Unger, who visited a boutique here in Los Angeles that is a beacon for California candle lovers.
Candle Delirium is a store. To people with candle addictions, it's a mecca.
They come into the store more than twice a week, and the first time they came in, they bought 6 or 7 candles, and they come back 2 days and buy 6 or 7 more. And I say, what are you doing? You were just here. Oh, they're all gone. I burnt them all. Some of them are just, they're out of their minds.
Store owner Anthony Caro has a name for these addicts.
That's a candle freak.
Caro's candle freaks are swarming Candle Delirium, seeking out the high-end candles it carries, routinely spending up to $600 in a single visit.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm a candleholic.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. It's been 12 hours since I lit my last candle.
More from Heidi in a moment, but first, the candles. Poured into glass like fine wines, they've been crafted to hit what's referred to in the industry as notes, different smelling points emitted when the candle burns. To detect the notes, it takes a special kind of candle freak, one that comes out at night and stays past closing.
So I had someone in here last night, and it was 12:30, and she was still here, but I was doing other things. She smelled every candle in this store, and she was talking to a friend, and she's like, the high note is a peach. She knew every single, without even looking at anything.
Elegantly packaged like expensive chocolates, candles here average about $30 and run as high as $70. That's for one candle. And yet candle freaks like Chris Bender are resigned.
I think my mother would hire me a financial consultant and put me in a straitjacket if she found out that I spent, you know, that kind of money on a candle.
And Heidi?
It's already exceeded my car payment.
And I drive a
Porsche.
So, what are candle freaks getting when they plunk down the equivalent of a lease payment for a precision German sports car?
Nice, huh?
Caro says lighting a candle is like hopping on a plane and touching down in paradise.
That's pretty incredible.
Oh man, that is incredible.
This one made by Toca is called Havana. And yeah, it smells like perfumed tobacco leaves. Not Castro.
It's bringing you someplace that you've never actually been.
And for $32.50, it beats the price of a plane ticket and all those thorny currency issues. And where some candles transport, others take you back to a time or place not everyone, like producer Rob Sachs, can appreciate.
You know what this smells like?
What?
Your favorite uncle who smoked a pipe in that chair on a weekend. You smell that? That smell like your uncle, Rob?
My uncle doesn't smell like that.
One thing in common at Candle Delirium is that after sniffing a few candles, nose desensitization occurs when every candle just smells. Fortunately, there's a solution. Caro keeps about 15 shakers full of coffee beans to help cleanse nostrils. I took a few hits myself.
Mmm.
That's good, right?
Juan Valdez.
Mm.
Confident I could judge a candle critically, it was time to make a selection. Caro pointed me over to the men's section. Turns out men are the minority candle buyers. 62% are bought by women, though Caro notes...
Not in West Hollywood.
In fact, one candle here is called simply leather. Perhaps more appropriate for the het missionary man is the candle labeled a man's candle. I called it the mandel.
For his office, den, study, or penthouse, rugged bayberry and raw beeswax shall masculine fragrance.
A unique mix indeed, but candle freaks like to blend their own scents.
They'll take a Macintosh, and they'll take a cinnamon, and now they have an apple pie.
Which brings us to Lee Gibson, a self-described...
candle whore, because I come in here and I buy candles constantly.
Who burns up to 15 candles at one time.
That is a smorgasbord of smells and odors and scents, right?
It's great.
Can it get confusing?
No. Well, you can't do 15 different scents. You have to kind of, you know, stick with just a few.
That truly is candle delirium.
It is candle delirium.
And whether you buy 15 or a few, In a state of candle delirium, there is one thing to always remember.
The most important thing you could ever do for your candle.
You trim your wick. Trim your wick.
Trim your wick.
If you could put a bumper sticker out, would it say trim your wick?
Yes, trim your wick. Yes, it would.
Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, it would.
Because people, like I let my wicks get too long. So set the record straight. How short must our wicks be?
A quarter inch.
A quarter inch, if you care. And chances are you will, as candle delirium spreads to other parts of the country, turning us into a nation of candle freaks. Or worse, candle whores.
If I were to come over and spot check at your house, would your wicks be trimmed?
Yes, sir, they would be trimmed.
For Day to Day, I'm Brian Unger.
Brian Unger fans, and we know you're there, you can find an archive of Unger reports at our website, npr.org.